Okay, so the one I want to look at right now is called Donor Two Tables. Okay, so you've got two tables there that I'm going to be using. Okay, so if I go in and look at the code, well, first of all, actually, before I go in and look at the code, I dragged over two text boxes from the toolbar. I dragged over, obviously, three buttons, and I dragged over the data grid view. Okay, so this is the data grid view. So what I'm going to do, and I really probably should have added more data, but what I'm going to do is get the name and the ID number from, come on, you can do it. The name and the ID number into the boxes. So those are coming from the boxes. And right now, to start out with, this is showing all of the records that are on a second table, which is the donation table. Now, I should have had more records for each ID, but I don't. But this would work if I had multiple records per ID. Okay? So I am getting the ID and the name are coming from the donor table. And this is coming from the donation table. Okay, so I've got two tables involved. And I left them as two tables. Last time we looked at where I could do a where the IDs are equal and I could join them together as one, basically view. This time I'm leaving them as two tables. And I'm going to move through, okay, and let's see where that is. As I move through and hit next, it moves to the next person, the next person, the next person, the next person. And it doesn't even touch the thing below. When I say match, it does a match between the IDs. And I see only the contribution that person 11111 made. So I'm matching with that. And then when I move forward again and go in and look at the next person and say match, I get the match for that person. And as I said, if there were multiple donations from any one person, I would be getting multiple donations here, and it would go through and show all of the donations. Okay, so that's how the program works. So now let's go in and take a look at the code. Okay, so this time I set up a data set. And a data set is used when I've got multiple tables. So I set up a data set. And I said, first of all, I have to have the input statements. And then I set up a donor DS as a new data set. The data set is made up of multiple tables. And in this case, it's made up of the donor table and the donor information table. So it's made up of two tables. Then I set up the other things that I was going to need, including the current path. Okay. And then I said, okay, when it is loaded, unload, I copy and paste this wonderful line, which does my connection to the SQL Server database. Okay, so I copy and paste that lovely line in there. And then I've got SQL donor, which I defined up above. And I said select ID number and name from donor, order it by ID number. Now, I think that file was naturally in order by ID number, but I wanted to do that in case somebody added something that wasn't out of sequence. So I said, okay, SQL donor is going to be select the ID number and the name from the donor table and order it by the ID number. SQL donation, the second table that I'm using, is going to be select ID number, drive number, contribution date, contribution amount from the donation, order that by ID number too. So I'm putting both files in order by ID number because it's easier for it to check for matches if I have the ID's match. Okay? So then I said, all right, now DIM DA donor, DA meaning data, I guess, as a new adapter, and link together the SQL donor, which is the first table, and the link to the server. Okay, to SQL, to the database, I mean, to SQL server. So I've got a DIM DA donor, which is the link, the adapter, that brings together the select statement and the link to the right database. Okay, notice it says, like all of these do, donorDB.mdf, okay? Then I link the second table. So I go down and I say DIM DA donation, and this time tie the SQL donation to the server, to the database. So they both have con donor DB, which is the connection to the database, but they have different select statements. Okay? And so I've got a different set of selects that I've got out of those. Then I go ahead and fill, and this time I'm saying I can do this either way, and I did it both ways. I can say I am filling table 0, or the set table is actually the donation table, that's the name of the table, and so I can use donation there. So I can say for the first one I said table 0, which is the donor table. I could have written donor there. And for the next one, I said donation. I could have written tables 1 there. Okay, so I have two ways of telling it. The data set is made up of two tables. And I can either refer to them as table 0, table 1, or I can refer to them by their names, which is donor and donation. Okay, so I can do either one, and I did one of each just to show you that you can do them. Okay, then I said I want to now fill the text boxes. So I went down, and here again I've got two ways that I can write filling the text boxes. I can say donor, or I can say table 0. Okay, so I have a choice. I can refer to the table by name, or I can refer to it by the fact that it's table 0. Okay. So I fill the box, and then I said, okay, now the grid, DGD donation is my grid. The data source for the grid is going to be donor DS table 1. Or it could have been donor DS table donation. Okay? But the grid is taking the information from the donation. The text boxes is taking information from donor. So I have the donor and I have donation. Okay? So the donor information is going into the text boxes. And the donation information is going into the grid. Do you follow that so far? Ask questions if you don't. That was time for questions. Anybody got a question? Okay, so again, I've got two tables in my data set. In the database, there are actually more tables, but I'm only using two of them. So I've got the data set up, and then I am saying, okay, do the adapter and link each of the tables, or each of the select statements that it's about a table, to the SQL server. Now come down here and fill the text boxes, which goes and gets the ID number field and the name field and puts them in the text boxes. And then go ahead and fill the grid. And the grid has got everything that I put in the select. If I didn't want all those things, I could have limited my select and not put all the things in the select. Because the donor table has a lot more things in it. The donor donation, I think I put everything there. But I selected everything. And what I selected is what it is going to put into the grid. It's going to take whatever I selected and put it into the grid. So then I have the button next and the button previous, which we've seen before. The button next simply adds one, okay? And if it is at the end, instead of adding one, it resets to zero. And in both cases, it then fills the text boxes. And as I said, I'm doing resetting here. If you don't want to reset, you could just put out a message that said end of file. You know, you've hit end of file. But I did the reset. And so I'm checking and seeing if the row count justifies my being able to go to the next one. And down here in the previous, I'm saying if the row index equals zero, then fill, otherwise subtract one. And we keep going back to get previous. Now, the interesting thing is this match button. Actually, I'm not sure I took a picture. Let me go back and... match button says dim a row filter. Okay, as string. And so what I'm saying there is I want ID number equal to text the ID number dot text. Okay, so I am basically comparing and looking for ID number equal to text the ID number dot text. And then I'm saying, okay, so I'm looking for a match. And then I'm saying, okay, now the data view that I want to see, that means what I want to see in the grid, the data view that I want to see in the grid, is I want to see the donor DS tables donation. And I want to get this row filter of saying the IDs are the same. And... then I am saying ID number, and I'm trying to remember what that stands for. And then I put in data view row state current rows. So I am now taking this DB donation and putting it in the grid. Yeah. Okay, so I'm putting it in the grid. And what does the ID mean? Okay, so I've got row filter, row state. Okay. So that was the sort. That was a sort. Sorted by ID number. Okay, I couldn't remember what the ID number said there. I had done the sort, but this is saying roll filter as a string. So that's where I put in roll filter, because I did the string up above. And then it says sort as string, so ID number is sort. So when you display it, sort by ID number. And then I said the next one is row state. And the row state is the next thing on here, where I say give me the current rows. Okay, so the ones that the filter has filtered out. So if I got the matching IDs, it will give me the matching IDs. Okay. Yes. That's just my words. I called it row filter.
It has double quotes and then a single quote.
Yeah, that's because I have to have this double quote. This whole thing is within single quotes. Okay, so this is within single quotes. Which means this double quote goes with that double quote. And then within the single quotes, I've got this that matches with that. And that's how I can say, get the contents of text DID number dot text. If I put just double quotes there, then it would have closed it at the beginning. So I needed to enclose the inner double quotes inside single double quotes. And it's a pain in the neck, I agree. I can make a mistake on that just like that. Okay, questions? Okay, the other one I want to look at is the one that is says tau or toe, but I really meant to write two. So I'm going to close this one, and I'm going to open the next one. I think I said it was on H. Tau grids, as opposed to two grids. And remember, all of these have the database inside the bin debug. So if I go and look at this, okay, here is the one that I previously looked at, so I'll look at that one. If I click on the donor to tables, and I click on the bin, and I click on the debug, there is my MDF. So my database is inside the bin debug. Okay? And I just copy and paste it from one project to the next. Just copy it, bring it over to the next project, and paste it in. And it works just fine. So that's why all of mine right now are using the donor database, because it made life easier. So here's my two grids. Okay? So I've got two grids, and I've got a button in between. Where am I? So now I've got, again, the same two tables. I've got the donor table, and I've got the donation table. Okay? And in the donor table, I have on this one the ID, name, city, and state. And on the donation table, I have all of the information. ID number, drive number, contribution date, contribution amount. Okay. So I've got two grids, and I'm going to do the same matching kind of thing that I did before, except on this one, I have got the entire file set up there. Okay. So if I hit process, it's showing me just the 1111. And if I come down and click on the next person, well, let me take a picture of that. If I come down and look at the next person and say process, it's showing me just that. And again, if there were multiples, it would go ahead and do it. And the third one does not have anything. Wait a minute. Okay, come on. Taking pictures of the screen messed me up somehow. There we go. Okay. I didn't hit process either. So there I have nobody because he had no donations this year. He was left over from last year or something. Okay. So to do this, I've got the same general setup at the beginning, although I didn't put the order by ID number on there, and in fact, I think I should have, okay? But I knew the records were in order by ID number, so I didn't do it, but it would have been better to do it if I did on the other one. Okay, and so here I selected ID number, name, city, state. Here I've got the ones that I want, okay? On this one, when I did the fill, I used just the words donor and donation as opposed to table zero. Okay? And so then I went down and I've got two grids that I put over there. So the grid for the first one is grid donor. Is go to the donor set, take table zero. Grid donation is go to the data source and do table one. Okay? So I've got the table one, and again, I could have done table one on the line up above, table zero and table one. I could have done donor and donation. Okay? So I've got the two grids filled. And at this point, I'm doing the same thing, except that I'm comparing the ID number to current donor. And current donor is, look at the grid called donor, the value of the current cell. So the value that's of the current cell that I am clicking on. So if I come up here, whoops, and I'm not running this, okay. Okay, so there it is. And if I click on that number and then say process, it gives me a match. Just one second. If I click on this number and say process, I get a match. But if I click on Jennifer Ames and say process, I get nothing. Because that's not the current cell would then be the person's name. And that doesn't match to the ID number. Okay, let me move this out of the way. So I said here, get the current cell. Okay. So I went in and said, get the current cell. And so I'm saying, go to the grid donor, take the value that's in the current cell, and assign that to current donor. So now compare the ID and the donation to current donor. Okay? In the other one, I had a text box to compare it to. Whatever was in that text box, I was comparing to. Now I want to click on one of the buttons and so I want to compare to the current cell. You had a question, sorry.
Can you select more than one over there?
No.
No.
Only one at a time.
Okay.
Code-wise, I don't actually know if it will physically let you. We can try and see. Okay, so now let's see what it does.
It's not going to process the third one, but...
Yeah, it didn't process it correctly. Okay, so when I tried to click 2, it's not processing. I didn't know whether it would crash or just not process or what it would do. Because I'd never actually thought of that. Okay. So now, as I said, I'm looking for a match for whatever the current cell is. And so I then find the match. So I find the current cell, whatever the user clicked on, and they have to click on an ID number because that's what I'm comparing to. And then I go in and do the filter to make the ID number that matches with the current donor. So essentially, these programs are you're doing everything yourself. Okay? I've got my program over there. I'm doing everything myself. Okay? So, I write the code. I tell it where the data is. I tell it what data I want out of the data. And I do all that good stuff. And I'm writing the code that makes all of this happen. Now, they give you a chance to use the quick kind of work your way through this. And my book is back in my office, so I'm going to go back and get it. And if you pull out your book, do you have a book?
Last time I asked me, she asked me.
Okay, actually, this also is a PowerPoint that goes through the step-by-step. So actually, I realized that as I was going down there, that this is a PowerPoint that actually goes through the step-by-step, so you can actually use this one. So you can use this particular PowerPoint, and that steps through it. Or if you go to the textbook, we're in chapter 10, and tutorial 10.1, which I have on page 638. And I actually have the right version of the book now, I think. So I'm on page 638. It has a tutorial that goes through that.
That's what we did last class, right?
No, we didn't go through it. We went through, I'm trying to remember, well, we did do something in the book, right?
Yeah.
Oh, no, we created my SQL server.
We went through something
and found
like this.
Yes,
right?
Yes, this is a different one. This, what we did last time was we created an SQL server. So we went through and created an example in SQL server, okay? This is assuming you have a database, and it's not creating one, but presumably you all have one, or else you can take the one from me and save that one. But essentially, this is the step-by-step process that you go through to get it into the grid. Okay. So you start out, and it says, if you look up at the PowerPoint, it says, take the Windows Form application. Okay. Now, the ones you have in here, again, remember, have three things down below here. They have a name, they have a place, and they have name again. If you're using the free version, on your own computer, it looks like this, where it only gives you one down here. Or at least my version only gives me one.
Okay.
So I get the one and the three things that are missing there, two things that are missing. So what I always do is immediately when I get individual basic, I do a save. So save as, so that I can pick the location. Because this one doesn't let you pick the location. Okay? So I've got Windows Form application. And I go in, and when I do the save as, I'm allowed to do it here. So I've got in here, and there's the form. And there are the three things, and there's the create directory for a solution, and I can do that. And if you're working here, you could have done that all on one slide. And then you go in and see it set up. Mm-hmm. And then you go in, and in a minute I'll start doing it. But you go in and you choose database. So I'm choosing the fact that I want a database. And click next as I keep going through this. Then I come to here where I have to choose. And if you're working with Access, you choose that first one. If you're working with Microsoft SQL Server, you choose the Microsoft SQL Server database file. And then you have to go in and choose the name of the file that you want. And when I hit this one here, I always use test connection. So I always make sure that I have, after I browse and find the database name, that I have test connection going. This one I just hit yes on when you get to that, and we will go ahead and do it. Okay. So you can look at the PowerPoint if you want to bring it up and then try doing it, or you can follow through. Okay. So if you look at the book says, create a new Windows Form application. So I come in here. File, new project. So I pick Windows Form and make sure I've got Visual Basic, because for some reason this one keeps reverting to C++. So I make sure I have Visual Basic. I come down here and I'm going to go look and browse, and I'm going to put it on the H drive, and in that directory, so I've selected a folder where I'm going to put it, and I'm going to call this in class, and I am going to then create a directory for the solution. So I'm saying okay. Any time now. Good Lord. Is anybody having as smooth an approach as I am? I didn't hit anything wrong, did I? Did anybody see anything wrong that I hit? Why isn't it coming up? Okay. I'm going to cancel this and just get out and go back in and see if it will be happier with me. Visual Basic, Universal Windows, in class, I wanted to call it. And I want to go and I will put it on my H drive. And say okay. select the target. Anybody got any suggestion as to what you hit, or didn't you ever see this? I don't know what version 1803 is. Creators update. I have no idea. So I'll go ahead and say target version maybe. Yes. I don't want to be in the Microsoft store. This is in class. No, 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 no. This is not in class. I have never seen this before, ever. Okay, neat. Shall we try it one more time? Or are you getting it on yours? And here's my project. Yeah, okay. So we have a lot of problems going on here on my machine at least. We'll try Visual Studio one more time. File, open, project solution. No, I don't want to open it. I want to do a new one. Sorry. File, new project. And I want to have Windows Form, right? Visual Basic. My in class, I'm going to name it something different just in case. I want to put it out on the H drive. And I want to create a directory for a solution, right?
Yep.
Anybody see anything wrong? Okay, cross your fingers. You don't believe in flying saucers. Okay, so I now have a form. Okay, and that was, I think, step 3 or something. Save your project by doing the save all. So yes, I can do that. And again, that's important when you are coming in and not able to put in all of the information, because it will let you. I do a save as. Save form as, and then do a save all, so I can get it in the place I want it to be. So now I'm going to draw over a grid. Okay, so I'm going to data, and I want to drag over a data grid view. So there's my data grid view. If I go down to properties for that data grid view, and I go, and I can call it a different thing, so I can call it DGD in class, or something like that. And I'm going to go down to doc. And in doc, I am going to click on that middle square. And if I click on that middle square, it fills the whole thing. Okay, so I'm drawing down, clicking under dock, and clicking the middle square, and it fills the whole thing. Now, you see the little tiny arrow over there? That's what you want to click on, that little tiny arrow right under the X. And it then says, choose data source. And you say, add project data source. And let me just paste that into my collection here. Okay, so now it comes up and it says database. And yes, I want to get the application data from a database, so I just click on next. Then it says data set. What kind of database model do you want to use? I want to use a data set, so I'm going to click on data set. And click next. Okay. What data connection should you use to connect? I need a new connection. Okay. If it had come up with the same connection that I wanted, I could just do that, but it's a new connection. So it apparently is defaulting to Microsoft Access database file. That's not what I want. So I come down to Microsoft SQL Server database file. Okay. And then I hit continue. And if I had done it wrong, I do have a chance to change here. Okay. And then I want the database file, new or existing. So I've got to browse to find my database file. And I'm going to go in here to some of the stuff I was doing before. Actually, I want to go into the other one. And I'm going into the bin and the debug, and there is the database file. So I'm doing a copy. So I just said donor DB, and I'm doing a copy of that. Okay. And so I did a browse. Wait a minute. Did I do that as I was talking and paying attention? That's what I wanted to do. I didn't have to do a copy. Sorry. I wasn't thinking. I was thinking I could bring it back here and paste it. But what I want to do is put in the address of where I can find it. So there's the address of where I can find it. Okay. Now, lots of times what I do at this point is prior to doing this, once I've saved the database, once I've saved the program, prior to doing this, I go get my copy and paste it into the bin debug of this program. And then I'm not connecting to an external source or connecting to another source. I've put it right inside the program. Okay. So if I just went and did a copy, and copied it right into the program, bin debug, then I don't have to have it going elsewhere to have a connection. Okay? And to me, that makes more sense. Then I can test the connection. And it tells me that the connection succeeded. Okay, but as I said, the reason I don't like this is that now I've got this whole thing here connecting to the database. And if I were to put the database someplace else, like send it to me, then I don't have the H drive and all the rest of it. So it's better to go back and do it and copy and paste it right into the program. And we can do that after we finish this. So I said, okay, and then I click okay down here, and what data connection should your application use, donor DB, MDF. So so I click next. Okay, now this one I'm going to just click yes on. And we're going to go over this more on Thursday because we're going to be doing something that's relevant to this. But this connection you selected uses a local data file that is not in the current project. Would you like to copy the file to your project and modify the connection? If you copy the data file to your project, it will be copied to the project's output directory each time you run the application. Press F1 for information on controlling this behavior. Basically, what that means is that you get a fresh copy, and you may not want a fresh copy because you're doing updating and things like that. So, as I said, we will be doing that on Thursday, so we'll talk more about this when we're actually doing it. So I'm just going to say yes or no, it doesn't much matter. And then say next. And then say next. Come on. What is this going on? Okay, there's the next, and I have no idea what this is all about. Can I make that go away? Well, whatever. Okay, now this shows my database, and it shows my tables, and it shows, there are my three tables that I have. And if I click on this table, it shows me the fields that are on that table. And so let's say I decide I want the donor table, and I want the ID number, the name, the city, the state, and the year goal, and the contact. Okay, so I've now said those are the things that I want. And then I say finish. And they are showing me the things that it says that I want. And then if I run this, okay, there's the information. Now notice what it did. In its helpful way, it brought over DonorDB dataset, donor binding source, donor table adapter. So it did all of that stuff for me. It brought over all of that stuff that we dealt with the table adapter, we dealt with the dataset, and we dealt with the binding when we were bringing things in and moving things. So we dealt with all of that when we were writing our own code. My problem with this is that because it's magic, I don't have the same level of control that I have when I'm writing the code. But it's a lot quicker and easier. If you want something quick and easy, it's a lot easier way of going than it is to have to write it all yourself. So if I look at this now, so I get out of this, and I now have the donor database set, and so it gives me some information about the donor database set. The donor binding source, it gives me some information about that. The table adapter, it gives me some information about that. And so it sets all those up. Changing those and moving them around is a lot trickier than it is to just do it the way that we've done it. Okay. Okay, there is my donut DB MDF, and I can also use that to drag over. So if I want to do something with it, I can also go into the Server Explorer and drag that over. And again, we'll look at that a little more on Thursday. But if I click on the X that marks the spot, you can see that it comes up with all of the tables, all of the information. So I've got the donation table, the donor table, and the drive table. So that's a database that I have available to me. And there's the fields that are in the donation, and it tells me that those three fields are part of the key, and that the amount is just a regular field. And there is the donor information, and there is the drive information. And we can look at those and how you can drag those over on the field. What I want to do now is go back before we finish this up and do this again, but put it inside, as I was talking about. So I'm going to do a file, close solution. Okay, and I'm going to do a new one. So I'm going to say file, new project, and I'm going to call it in class 2. And it's Visual Basic Forms. I'm going to put it on the H drive. And so it's all set there. So I'm saying OK. And again, it worked. OK. So there's my Form 1. And if I go over to the toolbox and go to Data, I can drag my data grid view over. And when I get my data grid view over here, I choose Add Project Data Source, click on that, go to Database, go to Data Set, New Connection. I want Microsoft Server, so that's all set. Now it's going to ask me to browse, and I don't want to do that yet. So I'm going to just wait a minute. I'm going to go over here. And I'm going to go to my H drive. And I'm going to find a copy. Of in bin and debug. And there's my copy. There's my MDF. So I'm saying make a copy of that. Okay, so then I go back and I find in class 2, which I put on the root of the H drive. So I'm looking for in class 2. There it is. And I go into the bin and the debug and I paste that in. Come on. You can do it. Why can't I paste that? Okay. I'm having a wonderful time up here today. Bin, debug, and I'm doing a copy. That is a copy, right? I did a copy, right? So now I am going to go back. I still want to go back further. And I am looking for in class 2. And this time I was able to copy. Okay, not been a good day. So I've now got that in here. Okay, so it's now part of my program. So now I can go back and say new connection, and I want to browse, and I can just go to in class two. And test the connection. Wait a minute, why did that give me each drive?
Is that where the current project is?
Yes, thank you. I'm just now at the point where I figure everything I do is wrong. So yes, it is there. So I tested the connection, the detection succeeded. I come over here, I go okay, I go next, I go yes, next. And now I have my tables. And this time I can pick the drive table and say I want all of the things maybe from the drive table and say finish. Did I never make this form full? I guess I didn't. I never gave it a name either. Doc. Okay. So now if I start this, yay, something worked. And I would still like to know what all that nonsense that I went through before was. So that's how you can go in and do what we did when we did the grid program. But this is how you can have it done with the Magic Happens, with the wizard. Okay? And if you look at this, view code. You know, that's the only line that they put in, really.
Okay. So that's the only line that they really put in.
The rest of it is all behind the scenes. If you click on the code stuff, you'd see it all behind the scenes. Okay. So that's where I wanted to be. We're going to look at how to work with it with text boxes and how to work with it with updating and that sort of thing Thursday and into Tuesday. And then we're all set on this. The next project that we're going to do is web development in VB. And then if we have time, we'll go back to the chapter that I kind of skipped over, which is files, because I'd already given you a simple, easy way to do files, but there's a more sophisticated way. And if we have time, we will go back to that, but that's kind of one of those ifs. And so now I've got to ask them why I'm getting this download insight. File. How are you doing? Do you need some help? If you do,
I'm going to tell you something. I'm like in a bad predicament. So, I was doing the quiz, then my computer overheated, then I lost everything. I have to do it all over again. That was
oof.
Fun.
Oof.
Yeah.
No, right.
Yeah.
Well, if you need help,
yeah.
Dave is the one that knows Visual Basic.
Saturdays.
I believe he comes to this room.
This one? Okay.
But if he's not here, ask him at the help desk.
Okay.
And they will know where he is. Okay? But I believe he comes to this room, and he's the one that knows Visual Basic, and he does it today from 4 to 7, Wednesday from 4 to 7, and then Saturday 10:30 to 2:30. Okay? So if you're having problems, come and see him. If it's just redoing it, you don't have to redo anything you've already sent me, because obviously I have it.
Yeah. I just want to redo some of it. Like, something just, like, I just wanted to fix it.
Pardon?
I just wanted to fix some of it.